My stomach is in a good place right now because I've been eating right for the last few days.
All right, let's mess it up.
But that's the thing I'm real scared about here because...
Dude, it's chocolate. You're fine. You eat bacon wrapped.
Explain the...
pork belly.
Explain the language that is on the packaging.
It's called Hebrew.
This is Hebrew?
Yeah, dude.
It's very pretty.
Thanks.
It's very artistic.
I don't know why I took credit for that.
She said
thanks. I made it up myself.
No, I mean, I like it. I mean,
a scribble, is that what you want to call it?
No.
It's an alphabet.
I know. It's tough. It looks almost Asian to me a little bit. Like,
it's because you have a very untrained eye, and anything that's not English or Latin letters probably looks Asian to you.
Yeah, it's true.
And most of Asian languages have characters, I feel.
Well, Chinese, it seems like they're
Japanese.
Like the little pictures. I don't know. Japanese, it's more calligraphy type of letters and stuff.
Like you would know the difference between a Japanese and a Chinese character.
Absolutely, I would. Yeah. In a half a second.
Well, I just know the difference because Japanese is like up and down and Chinese is...
We can do a quiz right now. Ryan could pop it up on the monitor. Chinese characters in Japanese and we could play... okay. I had a name that I was going to say, but it was... It was racist.
Yeah, I had some names.
Not doing that. I would say we could...
I don't think you can say that.
I can't. If you wanted to do that, Ryan.
I'm trying, but I can't do it without it saying what it is next to it on Google Images. Yeah.
Very, very sad. Very sad.
Okay.
I can't.
Poops. But Thai is a written alphabet, and so is like Vietnamese and stuff. Yeah. So.
I found out from a Vietnamese friend that you could speak their language with, like, I think it's 6 sounds, and it's all you have to do, which is very easy. Yeah. It's like, out, duh. Bang. If you just say those,
probably offended every Vietnamese person that's listening.
Pattern,
our entire Vietnamese fan base.
Oh, if I offended you, you know
offended.
What? You know what? That means I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. Let's get together and have some crawfish next Tuesday. All right. I'm ready. I'm ready to eat food. I'm going to go to the Johnny B Show's Instagram right now. And we're going to start an Instagram live post is what we're going to do. Let's see here. I got to figure out. Here, Ryan, I'll let you take over the Instagramming and then hand it to me when you're going to eat this food, too. Now, explain what exactly we're going to eat.
Chocolate. I don't know what it is.
Okay, very good.
I don't know anything, but I wanted you and Ryan to try the same ones at the same time.
You can read Hebrew, though. What does it say on the package?
I mean, not well. I need the vowels. And I can only really read the script. It's hard for me to read, like, the cursive.
It would seem like they would have an English translation. Oh, they do. Look at that. They have an English translation. I'm very small on here. So, yeah, like this one, it looks like a Kit Kat bar, kind of.
Okay.
Like a wafery kind of thing.
Yeah.
And in the description here, it says coated wafers filled with hazelnut flavored cream.
There you go. You like hazelnuts.
Yeah, I love all these
emphasis
hazelnuts
on the nuts
in my mouth.
Why don't you give it a try?
I should just put them on my chin. You know what I mean? Probably be the best way to do it. Hold on. I need a sound bed for this. Let's see here.
Chew music.
Oh, no. Oh. It's too easy. Let's see here. Oh my God, the new Wheeler Walker Jr. album popped up and it's dirty. You can't do that one at all. Okay, this'll work right here. Let's just do, this'll work. It's Jimmy Eat World. The word eats in it.
Okay.
Shut up.
Far-fetched, but all right.
You know, I have two producers that knew we were going to do this. They could have grabbed me a song. This sucks. All right. I'm going to eat one, and then Ryan will eat one?
No, I want you guys to eat the same one
at the same time,
so you guys can discuss.
Oh, boy. All right, so let's take the hazelnut tea thing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, Ryan, go over to the microphone, champ. You got to record from over there. That way we can hear you on the broadcast. You can do it. Just multitask, man. You got this. You're still talking to nobody. This is great. Jesus.
This wasn't what I was originally going to do.
I don't care what you're originally going to do. I don't care, Ryan.
I know you don't care.
Do what you're told, bitch.
Oh, boy.
I apologize. That was rude.
I come here to escape that kind of abuse, damn it.
Do you really?
No.
All right. I'm going for the wafer thingy.
Okay, this is the
Kit Kat
one.
I got it.
Which one are you doing?
This one.
The long one.
The hazelnut. They have a long one. I'm shoving it in my mouth. Okay, I'm going to smell it first. This thing looks old.
Okay, it's not old, dude.
It looks old. I think your dad bought old candy.
Okay.
Did he go to a flea market?
No.
Did he have flea markets?
Just eat it. Just eat it.
I just need to know.
That's what she said.
Because, you know, you said that you folks like to save money. What if he went to a discount store?
Dude, it's fine. You're fine.
Scratch him, then?
You are fine.
I'm smelling it. It smells good. All right, here we go. I'm going in.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Dead honest?
Yeah.
It tastes old.
Tastes old?
Tastes stale.
Dad!
God dang it, Dad.
It really does look old. All right.
All right, good.
All right, here we go.
That's good stuff. I like it. That's good. Thanks, Papa Hummel, for that one. Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's not half bad.
Okay.
All right.
It's very wafery.
Okay.
We're banking on your honesty. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to drink a little bit of this sugar cookie coffee supplied by the Keurig company.
I actually kind of like
CMG.
It.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. This is a red package. Also looks like a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat wannabe.
It seems like they really love Kit Kat-y type stuff over in Israel.
All right, there's just two out of plenty.
This one, I'm opening it. Ooh, this one looks well put together. It actually looks exactly like a Kit Kat.
Okay,
bar.
All right.
Like, this is a Jit Jat bar. Like, they completely stole this.
Kit Kat.
Yeah. Good one. Anybody want a Kit Kat bar? Yeah, let's see. I'm doing it. I'm eating it. Oh, yeah. All right.
Verdict.
I'm on to you, Jews. Here's what they did. They just bought Kit Kat bars and repackaged them.
Exactly.
Kit Kat. It's really good.
Let me try this. All right, here we go.
Break me off a piece of that. Get your own. That's good.
When was the last time you had an actual Kit Kat bar?
Probably 2 or 3 months ago.
This is not a Kit Kat bar.
What is it?
Not a Kit Kat bar.
I was about to say a bad word.
I mean, it's not horrible.
I think it tastes just like a Kit Kat.
Oh, my God. You're crazy.
Look, I know that you're the junk food junkie of the
show. I really am. Fantastic. Absolutely.
Apologize. I wish you kind of got some Jewish Doritos up in this bitch.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
She does.
Whoa, you have some Doritos?
I have some Bamba.
Yeah.
It's like, they're like peanut butter Cheetos.
Don't play with my emotions. Oh, my God. Why are you throwing them at me?
Sorry, that was a bad throw.
Good God.
It's aggressive.
They're peanut butter. What?
They're like peanut butter cheese poops. Peanut butter, what do you call them?
Yeah, but I want them cheese poops.
Puffy Cheetos.
I'm going to eat the rest of this Jit Jat bar. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm not eating the rest of it. Okay. What are we eating next?
Let's eat this square thing or whatever it is.
This thing?
Yeah.
All right, you're recording this, right? So everybody can see it?
Of course I am, yeah. This is
okay.
What we're doing right now.
All right, I'm opening it. Oh, it's like white.
That make you happy? Is that a happy surprise for you?
Smell it. Oh, it smells good. Take a bite of it. Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah?
It's real light and fluffy.
Let me see what it looks like. Oh, nice.
You know when a cow will make a poop and it sits there for days and it turns white?
I think all animal poop. I feel
it looks like that.
But tasty.
It's kind of peanut buttery, I think.
I don't like the way it smells.
Yeah, I don't want that anymore.
It's so good.
It's not gross.
After a while,
it's kind of weird. It's off-putting, the texture in my mouth.
All right.
I feel like I'm eating coconut oil lotion.
That's not good at all.
It's fine.
That's not good at all.
It's not bad.
Can I not leave these for other people? I was going to leave some for other people.
No, well, it's going to be content in the morning.
I'll leave it.
No. I could take it and give it to my friends at the day job. They would hate the hell out of that. All right.
I couldn't do that.
Why do I feel like I have concrete in my throat? Right? Oh, that was bad. Okay, I got this.
Are you trying this one now?
Yeah, that thing.
Oh, this one is like a, it almost looks like tree bark.
What?
Yeah, it's good. You'll like it. I've had this one before.
No, it looks exactly like a tree. What the hell is this?
Let me see.
It looks like a stick.
Yeah.
It's got grains.
It's fine. I've had one of those before.
Now, if I count the rings on it, is that how old this candy is?
No. Yummy.
All right. Oh, that's chocolate. That's like straight up chocolate. This is a Hershey's bar.
Stop.
It's a Jersey's bar that they've made look like a tree for religious reasons. I don't know why it looks like a tree, but it tastes right. Great. Here it's chocolate. It's just chocolate.
I'm about to put this Lincoln Log in my mouth.
It's not Lincoln Log. It's chocolate. Yeah, I'll eat this whole thing. It's good. Thank you, Papa Hummel. This is good stuff.
All right, that's not bad.
See?
That's not bad. My favorite, probably the first thing we tried. I really did like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not me. I'm the tree guy all day long.
Yeah.
Really good. All right, how about this?
All right.
I'm going for the peanut butter cheesy poo.
Okay, yeah, do that. It's Bamba.
And you had this?
Yeah, I've had Bamba before.
Did you eat it as a baby before you moved to the United States?
I don't know if I had teeth yet, but I remember trying it several times.
Oh, it smells. Oh, my God, dude.
I told you.
The first thing when I popped the bag open, I smelled like cheesy poofs.
Yeah, but it's
But immediately
butter.
It smells like peanut butter Cap'n Crunch. My favorite cereal of all time. Oh, she's running over here to get some. Oh, yeah. It's yeah, really good.
I don't have some.
No, this is all for us, Ryan. Thank you, though. Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah, I told you.
Is there more Bamba in that box?
I don't know. Let me check.
I got to bring home some for the girl. She'll love this. It's like peanut butter poofs.
I hate you guys.
This is so good. Oh, it's real good. Really good.
I think that was the only one.
Here, Ryan, come get some Bamba in your mouth, dog.
Sure.
Really good. Oh, yeah. I'm fat. Dude, those are awesome. See, I'll rock those.
See?
I want to drink milk with it, though. Really good. That's interesting. All right.
Yeah, I told you.
I see you, Israelis. That's pretty good. I'm going to take some tree bark and some Bamba in my mouth at the same time.
All right, do it.
A little DP here.
Mm.
And see if it tastes like a Reese's peanut butter. All right. Oh, yeah.
How's that? How'd that feel?
Well, that was really good. I'm a fan.
See? There you go.
Not bad.
You're one of us now.
L'chaim.
Welcome.
L'chaim. I have candy in my mouth. What does L'chaim mean?
To life.
Oh, I like that. I want to use that all the time.
That's upside down, Ryan. Okay.
Idiot.
I'm looking at it through a phone.
Yeah. I'm very good, though.
Right. Glad you like it.
I suggest everybody take a flight to Israel. Grab some candy.
It's nice.
Some cheesy peanut butter poofs.
Yeah. My dad was going crazy when it comes to, like, the pita and the falafel over there and the hummus and baba ganoush. And
yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I've been craving lately? Is, like, a good old Jewish deli visit.
We don't even have one in this area, do we?
Yeah. Lucky Dill has good Jewish food.
Your dad's has some stuff, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Lucky Dill has, like, all the corned beef and the matzo ball soup
pastrami
and all that.
Kind of,
Yeah. So maybe I'll go swing by. I know the Bone was at the new Lucky Dill, like, on West Shore, I think. So it's over in that area.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll visit Lucky Dill soon. Because I am craving some good old...
Some Jew food.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to sound inappropriate.
I'll say it for you.
You're allowed to. Thank you.